Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I thank God for the training that my natural parents gave me and my spiritual parents. Phyllis and I received good training from our natural parents and our spiritual parents. I know my mom and my dad give us boys tasks to do. And man, if it wasn't done promptly, we heard about it or felt it. And that's a good thing. We weren't able to just loiter around and put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off. We weren't able to do that. It was supposed to be done by a certain time. And if it wasn't done and done right, we got in trouble. I thank God for that. I said, I thank God for that. We live in a society today that is far too lax in these areas. Parents that are far too lax with their children. They give them a job to do. It may not get done in 3 months or ever. And it may not be half done, just slopped over, messed with, played with, and not done. Friend, if you do that with your children, you're preparing them for failure. You're preparing them to get passed over instead of promoted. You're preparing them to get fired because people aren't going to put up with that out in the world. Right? Companies can't make it like that. They need somebody that'll do it and do it now and do it well. Somebody say, do it now.
Do it now.
Do it well.
Do it well.
I mean, there's employers everywhere looking for folks like this, aren't they? Everywhere. Everywhere. And we were talking, one of this businesswoman that we were talking to just this week that I referred to earlier was telling us she was older. And she was telling us about some young folks, in their late teens, that they had hired to do some cleaning for them. And they never came. They never showed up that morning. She went and found them at their house. They were still in the bed. She got them up. Said, you're supposed to be at work. Well, they did that another time or two. And her husband said, you can't do that. Don't you go get them again. They're fired. But why would they think they could lay up and sleep and not go to work and still, you know, have a job? There's a lot of people think that, don't they?
Yeah.
That they can just goof around and do things halfway. No, whatever, we're talking about the Bible now, not just somebody's opinion or idea, whatever your hand finds to do. How many understand this would include things that some think are menial? What did it say? Whatever.
Whatever.
And you saw that in the other translations. Whatever. Not just the big important jobs. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it heartily. Do it with all your might. Do it now and do it well.
Yes.
Say it again. Do it now.
Do it now.
And do it well.
Do it well.
That's what being diligent is. Do it now. And do it well. I know I was with a well-known minister. This is a few years ago. And we went to a restaurant, nicer restaurant. And this young guy was out parking the cars and bringing them around. And we got ready to go. And this guy, he drug around getting the car out. And he said, the man that was with me, the minister, he said, you got change for such and such? He said, I don't know. I think I do. He said, I'll just forget it.
Yeah.
He started to walk off. And he said, no. He said, come here, young man. He said, I'm going to help you. He said, you just missed a $50 tip.
Yeah.
Why? He said, because you're sloppy and dragging around and you didn't have change for $100. He said, are you serious about this or not? He said, well, then be prompt. Be ready. Have your change in your pocket. Have it ready. Have it separated. Be prompt. Be yes, sir. Do it now. Do it well. He said, your tips will just go right up. And he was right. Most of the time, you can't stop and talk to people like that. They just get mad anyway. But this is stuff they should have got at home.
Yes.
Are you with me now? Stuff they should have got when they're 5 years old.
Yes.
Well, let's don't let that be said about us faith life people, right?
Amen.
Let's us ourselves and our kids and our grandkids be some of the sharpest,
yes,
most diligent,
yes,
most ready,
yes,
most prepared,
yes,
most prompt,
yes,
right? Why? Because that glorifies God. That adorns the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I'm quoting scripture. These kind of things adorn the gospel. What does that mean? It makes the gospel look good to outsiders. Doesn't it? Boy, it's music to my ears. When I talk to pastors and they've got people that I taught in Rhema Bible Training Center and they said, man, I wish I had 20 more just like them. You talk about workers and respect and people that know how to submit. He said, man, I wish I had 20 more just like them. It's that way in church. It's that way in business. It's that way everywhere.
Yes, right.
Said out loud, we will be.
We will be.
Honoring God.
Honoring God.
Diligent people. Ecclesiastes 9:11, he said, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Did you turn to another scripture? Did I give it to you yet? You didn't pick it up? Procrastination. Go to Exodus while you're there in the Old Testament. Procrastination is a manifestation of lack of diligence, the opposite of diligence. If diligence is prompt and speedy, then what would the opposite of that be?
Slow
and not prompt. What is not prompt? Well, late. Put it off. Put it off. And we need to get into this tonight because so many people, they're not saying they won't do it.
That's right.
They're not saying they're not going to do it. What are they saying?
Later.
I get to it. I get to it. Well, just give me some more time. I'll get to it. That is not being diligent. In Matthew 25, I know you're in Exodus, but just listen to this. Don't turn there. But in Matthew 25, Jesus told the story of the virgins that came for the marriage. You remember that?
Yeah.
And part of them were ready and prepared and part of them were not. Remember that?
Yeah.
While the bridegroom tarried, anybody remember?
Yeah.
Part of them ran out of oil because part of them took extra oil with them. Why did they take extra oil with them? Why? Let me tell you the bottom line why. This was important to them. This was important to them, and they're in it for the duration. And they wanted to be able to stay there as long as they needed to and be ready. If you have to get ready, you're not ready. You ever heard this? Are you ready? And they say, almost. Just about. What does that mean? You're not ready. In a minute. Just about. Do you know it is pride and selfishness to make people wait on you all the time? What do you mean pride, Brother Keith? You're acting like, and apparently you think, your time is more valuable than everybody else's. And it's perfectly fine for them to wait on you all the time. And of course, selfish. It ought to bother you if people have to wait on you for no good reason. Boy, we're having fun now, aren't we? Well, this is Faith Life Church. Right? You didn't forget where you were at, did you? What do we care about? We care about the Word. That's it. The truth. If it makes me look bad, so be it. I want it. If it makes you look bad, well, so be it. You want it, don't you?
Yes.
Why? Because the truth will make you free.
Yes.
There's reasons why things are not happening in people's lives.
Yes,
you know, Phyllis and I are leaders of the church and ministry. And business people I know are the same way. There's times that we would get ready to do something, and anybody that's had any success has learned you got to be flexible and you got to be ready to go at a moment's notice, right? And not mess around. And so there's some people we've called on here and there to do things, and it take them half a day to get ready and get there. We're saying, you know, if they don't change, we can't use them. Can't do that. Somebody said, well, just tell them. They've heard it before. We're hearing it now. Right? And if you wouldn't listen to the Lord, you wouldn't listen to me. Are y'all with me now? If you're never ready, you're not going to get used. You're going to miss out on rich things and enjoyable things that should have been yours. These five virgins that weren't ready, did they miss out? While they were gone trying to get stuff together because they weren't ready, they weren't prepared, the bridegroom came. And those that were ready entered in. And the other ones missed it. What's the bottom line to that story? That's what he said after that. Be ready. Ready is not getting ready. Almost ready is not ready. Just smile now, smile. Look straight ahead. If you want to be used of God, got to be ready. When he calls on you, it can't take you 3 days to get ready. I know I was in a meeting some year, one of the first larger meetings that I was in with Brother Hagin. And I mean, first night he was there, dear me, the anointing was so strong. And the revelation, I mean, first night, boom, right out of the gate. Boom, it was just wonderful. And a fellow that's sitting beside me, he said, man, he sure got ready for this meeting. I started to nod my head, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, no, he didn't. He lives ready. He's been getting ready for this meeting for 50 years. He lives ready.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Diligence. You may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me